This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for patient Vilma Valladares, medical records 16212, date of birth 419-1963, referring physician Dr. Maria Rodriguez. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, tattoo placement, date of the procedure July 19, 2024. Indication, screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, two colon polyps removed. Number 4, a ascending colon polyp flat, large base, not removed endoscopically today. Biopsy is taken. Tattoo placed. Pure paragraph depth of insertion. Cecum complication done immediately. Medication after emergency care. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes. Postum preparation score of 9. Pure paragraph. Operative procedure, as per colonoscopy template, per paragraph findings, and a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In the rectum, there's an admitted pole about 3 millimeters pale, co-biopsy, polypectomy performed, per paragraph. Sigmoid descending colon, scattered reticulosis present, period. In the sigmoid colon, is a pole about 3 or 4 millimeters pale, co-biopsy, polypectomy performed, per paragraph. Spleen flexure pyonoma, per paragraph. Transverse colon, scattered reticulosis present, per paragraph. Hepatic flexure pyonoma, per paragraph. In the ascending colon, there's a large flat polyp, about 1.5 to 2 centimeters in size, period. This was a biopsy, not removed endoscopically today. Period, a tattoo was placed proximal in this tattoo, the lesion to the polyp, pure paragraph. Cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, polyp pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. Next number, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, patient would be referred for endoscopic mucosal resection. Period, patient needs that repeat colonoscopy in 6 months.